Agriculture is a major contributor to South Dakota's economy, having a $25.6 billion economic impact annually. To help us all better understand this diverse industry, I'm Jody Heemstra with SD Ag Chat. The South Dakota Department of Agriculture's Wildland Fire Division has awarded almost $300,000 in grant funds to volunteer fire departments across the state for the state's 2018 fiscal year. Wildland Fire Assistant Chief Jim Burke says funds for the Volunteer Fire Assistance Grant Program come from the U.S. Forest Service.
The purpose of the grant program is to help rural volunteer fire departments with the purchase of equipment, communications, training, so that they can provide better fire protection for their communities. The program is limited to departments that serve communities under 10,000 people. And this year we received almost 100 applications. So we had to do a scoring process. And part of the scoring process is based on the department's annual budget, their protection area size, their insurance services organization rating, training attendance, and number of certified personnel. Currently, it's limited to $4,000 or 50% of the project cost, whichever is less. We do have some departments that are doing larger projects that are over $8,000, but the maximum they can receive from us is $4,000 towards those costs.
This year, you were able to fund quite a few more grants than we're typically able to fund in a year. Talk a little bit about how the funding works and balancing it throughout a five-year time span.
When we are notified by the Forest Service and get the agreement signed for the dollar amounts each year, once the paperwork is signed, we have 5 years to allocate that money out to the different agencies. We've had a few years where there's been fewer applications than what we had money to give out. So since we have that 5 years, we'll carry that money over into the next year. So this year, it just turned out that we had enough carryover money that we could fund approximately 40 to 45 applications more than a normal year.
When we're talking about needs of volunteer fire departments across South Dakota, what are some of the things that they're using these grant funds for?
A lot of the grant funding is used to purchase firefighting equipment such as pumps, tanks, reels, hoses, things along that line. Another big category is personal protective equipment, which is the structural gear that the firefighters wear. It could also be the wildland protective equipment. And then the next one in line is communications, which is a big issue because communications, whenever there's any type of an incident and somebody gets injured or something goes wrong, communications is usually one of the top factors contributing to that. So we tend to try to give a little more priority points towards communications.
Any other key points about the Volunteer Fire Assistance Grant Program, Jim, that you want to mention?
The projects that this funding is used for is very beneficial to especially the small rural departments. There's a lot of rural departments that have yearly budgets of less than or around $10,000 per year. When you start dealing with anything that has the name fire attached to it, it seems like the price really goes up. So this grant program is very important to help these departments get the needed equipment and training. The other thing we usually use one part of this grant for each year is we have a Wildland Fire Academy generally in March of each year that is open to all departments, and we use some of this funding to get the biggest bang out of the buck for training for wildland fire. But the nice thing about this program, even though it does come through the U.S. Forest Service, is the funding can be used for not only wildland fire-related stuff, it can also be used for structural fire.
Burke says this year, South Dakota Wildland Fire awarded $298,000 towards 82 projects. For your South Dakota Department of Agriculture, I'm Jody Heemstra with SD Ag Chat.